My name is Leah Rosenberg, and I'm an artist living and working in San Francisco. The project in the Corrett Center is called The Things We Use to Make the Things We Must. It's based on the Artist Materials Library at SF MoMA, wanting to bring the materials from the library out into a more visible place. Then it evolved from, how are we going to organize these materials? How do I convey why they stuck out to me? I was thinking a lot about this idea of mise en place, which we used in the kitchen, where everything is in place so that when things get busy and you're on repeat and you're kind of having to grab things quickly, you know where they are. They're at hand. It's like muscle memory. Thinking also about like everyday materials, these are the things we use, that we use to fuel the making. Also thinking about all the color that we live with in our daily lives and how when you organize it all into one space, you realize it's a lot of color. It can be found everywhere in all these sensory places. So it's like sort of a constellation, but a really like organized following the order of the palette that is in the space. I think an additional material almost or medium is the act of organization. This is particularly true of the vinyl on the large wall, which is me gathering materials from the studio that are inspiration or things that I use or things that other people have made for me that inspire me. I just started writing down almost like what you would write down in a journal or a notebook. And so you'll see some of those thoughts in the vinyl piece, or like in one part there was a little drip and instead of cleaning it, I just let it be and highlighted it, that like you have to embrace haphazard spills or mistakes because sometimes that's where the art is. I think some of that is vulnerable because I think we try to present as if we know what we're doing all the time, and it's simply not true. And I have had moments in making projects where I show up sometimes ritualistically, but consistently. And if you're open to it and not too tied to what it is supposed to look like in the end, you end up getting something back. And I think that's the whole point of art making for me.